Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Patrick, and then you were glued last night.
Glued to what?
Did you happen,
my bed.
Did you happen to watch the NBA Finals last night? Did you happen to watch Game 7?
You know, I think I don't remember. Was there a Game 7 last night?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, you were watching closely.
There was a hockey series going on.
Well, we know we weren't. We know, we're not talking about hockey. Because that one hit his mic.
Can we
mute that mic?
Hold on, let me fix this mic.
There we go.
Okay,
there we
he's gone. Anyway, what were you saying, John?
Miami Heat. Miami Heat won the NBA Finals last night. Talk about perseverance. I mean, it was a tied series, right?
Mm, yep.
Coming all the way back.
From what I hear.
Yeah, they were down initially 3-1, and then I mean, during because that was Game 4, I think that they were talking all about that. You know, they know the stats. You know, the
it was 3-2.
Three twos. The team's unable to come all the way back, and they did. Came back, won at Game 7.
Mm. Wow, so they do something that was kind of unheard of statistically?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no. I take it. Chris, are you, it's Chris Mike. I take it that
Chris
he's
doesn't
not,
watch basketball either.
I take it that he's not a fan of Miami Heat there.
He is not.
Chris, can you tell us?
He's a traitor.
Oh, okay. He was in.
Traitor? What are you talking about?
Antonio.
I guess there's some rivalry.
Chris, tell us, was this something that was absolutely.
It was an amazing series because it was tied up. You know, through the whole series, mm-hmm. It was just very exciting. You know, every game, well, except for a couple of games, they were very close. Well, actually, those games were close, and then all of a sudden, one particular game, Miami Heat just all of a sudden just was on fire. Blew them out by like 19, 20 points.
Whoa.
But then the next game, the Spurs did the same exact thing.
See, you got to be nice to the other team. They'll come back and do the same to you.
Yeah, but everybody might wake up.
It was good. It was very good. It was exciting.
Wow, but amazing how you was mentioning earlier, Steve, mm-hmm. how the statistics were pointing to, hey, listen, it's very rare that a team that's comes back to win when they have a series that's 3-2 or, mm-hmm. you know, they're not going to come back. More than likely, when they pan out the numbers, when they look over the history of games and series and finals and how it's gone, mm-hmm. it's highly unlikely that a team will ever come back and win. Mm-hmm. And it just reminds me of when the odds are stacked against you. Mm-hmm. I'm so amazed at how many times people fall for, you know, they told me that they would never allow this to happen at work. I cannot get Sundays off. You know, like, what?
Really?
Man of faith, woman of faith. Just go in there and be bold and ask for the day off.
What God are you serving?
But, you know, when the odds are against you and they say you can't do this and you can't do that and it's never been done, you say, I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. That's this is true. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But you know, the God that I serve mm-hmm. is able to do anything. Now, we're not attributing Miami's success to God, but what we are saying is that when the odds are stacked up against you, it's so easy. It's always so easy to go with the crowd. You know, the crowd is always talking about what you can't do, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. what you won't do. What's never been done. It's always those that, you know what I'm saying, it's the ones that are always that stayed in the boat. I mean, they criticized mm-hmm. Peter mm-hmm. for sinking, but he was the only one that got out and attempted to walk on the water.
Right.
Everybody else was still in the boat. Mm-hmm. And listen, when the odds, supposed odds are stacked against you, this is the most important thing that you got to remember. If God be for you, if God, mm-hmm. who, I need to know, who can be against you?
That's right.
Listen, when God's got your back, you are okay. Mm-hmm. You and God are a majority. And you can do anything with God. Because he's for you. Mm-hmm. He's with you if you're with him. So I want to encourage you today, look up. Don't look down. Don't look to the left or to the right for encouragement. Because sometimes you won't find it.
Yeah.
Look inwardly and look upwardly and say, God, I'm going to count on you. If God's called you to do something, don't put these plans before another man or another person. Step out like John G. Lake says. Mm-hmm. Step out in bold faith and God will meet you every single time.
Right.
Listen, if all the great men and women of God that have ever attempted anything, for God listened to what, you know, others had said, it never, ever would have happened. You just got to go with God. And it's just something amazing that when you're stepping out with God and you're stepping out on nothing but Him, He just shows up. Mm-hmm. And He loves that. You know, you'll never see God show up in your situation if you always have a plan B, plan C, plan D, mm-hmm. plan F, plan G. You know, you had all these safety nets all over the place, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that today, but there is a high walk, what do you call those?
Tightrope?
Tightrope walker.
Oh, yeah.
Tightrope walker. Hope we get a chance to talk to him. He's a believer. We'll talk about him today. Maybe we'll get a chance, but listen, this guy walks tightrope. He walks tightrope. He's getting ready to walk across the Grand Canyon, and he's going to walk, my understanding is, without any kind of a net.
No safety, no nothing.
Without no nothing.
Tether. Yeah.
And what happened was he tried, I guess we're going to talk about him. He tried to walk.
All right.
He tried to walk, or did walk, I guess, through the Niagara Falls, which that is like unbelievable. Over the Niagara Falls, not through Niagara. Okay. Thank you.
That'd be interesting, Drake.
Yeah, that's interesting. Don't fall. As they're gushing down. And they wanted him to be tethered or whatever, and I don't know the result. I guess he survived.
We're still talking about it.
But he said that my grandfather, hundreds of years of his family, I guess, of doing this, is my grandfather said he never trained us or trained any of the family to basically be tethered. He says my uncle was tethered, and he fell on a net, bounced up, and died. And he said that, my grandfather said that if you have a net, you're just conditioning yourself to fall.
Mm.
You're just conditioning yourself to fall if you have a net.
Oh, wow.
You got to go ahead and do it. No safety nets. If a man can walk across a big gaping hole with no net.
Yeah.
All you got to do is face your fears. There's a story of a man who walked across, believe it or not, walked across the World Trade Center towers.
I remember that happened
way, way back. And he didn't fall.
Right.
I mean, that's you can't fathom that height. I mean, I remember going as a child into New York and right through the, you know, in the car with my folks, and you literally had to stick your body completely out of the window as a kid to not even look to the very top. Or mm-hmm. if you're at the bottom on the sidewalk, you have to, with one hand, hold someone's shoulders as you brace yourself to lean all the way. You couldn't turn your head up. You had to lean your whole body to look up mm-hmm. to see how tall these buildings were. When I went up there as a kid, you can see the tower swaying back and forth. It was just so high. I mean, it's just amazing. And to think that someone was walking across the towers with no safety net.
Mm.
They're willing to walk across a tightrope over the Grand Canyon. They're willing to walk a tightrope across the Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
No net. They're just going out there and trusting God. And let me tell you something. I don't know who they were trusting. I don't know who they were trusting.
My goodness.
But we're talking about in faith. You have to go out there and trust in God.
Yeah.
And that's what faith is all about. And it's interesting what this tightrope walker said about his grandfather, that if mm-hmm. you have a net,
mm-hmm.
if you have a net, you're just conditioning yourself to fall.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Pull out all the nets. Pull them all out. And just give everything you have to God and be totally committed. And when you're out there on the tightrope, when it's just you,
mm-hmm.
the wind of circumstance is blowing at you.
Yeah.
And everything that you're seeing with your external eyes is telling you, this is crazy. This is crazy. This is not right. This should not be. You just say, God, I'm with you. And I'm going to trust you for every single step. So when you're out so far out, you have no problem moving slowly. You have no problem not moving hastily.
Mm-hmm.
Because you understand that your every step is vital. Your every move is vital. When you're all the way out, when you're out in the deep, when you're way up high, you don't miss too many abiding days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't miss too many times with the Lord because you understand
mm-hmm.
that you can make a wrong move. And that wrong move is not only going to affect you, but it could affect others, and it could be detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to trust them. You got to stay humble. You got to stay dependent. And you got to just trust him 100%. Don't shrink back. Just say, God, I'm going to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
One step at a time.
Let's go.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.